vitamin B12. A few years ago, one of my patients, a retired Army Ranger, mentioned how he suffered from shooting and burning pains in his legs and feet for the past few years. Although his doctor tried several different pain medicines, none had really helped him. Then, one day, his feet and legs stopped hurting so much. I asked him, what made the difference? The only thing I did differently was I started a new vitamin that happened to have a lot of vitamin B12 in it. I kept expecting the pain to come back week after week, but it's been over 6 months and I'm still mostly pain-free. But I still take that vitamin just in case. Vitamin B12 is a water-soluble B vitamin that helps your nerves stay healthy. It also helps your body make new red blood cells, which can prevent a particular type of anemia. A deficiency in vitamin B12 can manifest as fatigue, weakness, depression, or pain in your feet or hands. The most common factors that contribute to vitamin B12 deficiency are age, diet, and medicines. According to the National Institutes of Health, vitamin B12 is found mostly in animal proteins such as fish, meat, poultry, eggs, milk, and milk products. Most healthy adults get enough vitamin B12 from their diet. Those who lack vitamin B12 either don't have much animal protein in their diet or cannot absorb it very well. Strict vegetarians may not get enough animal protein in their diet to satisfy the recommendation of 1 to 2 micrograms daily of vitamin B12. Others become deficient because they cannot absorb it very well, like the elderly, those who have had gastric bypass surgery, and people who take certain medicines. The most common cause of vitamin B12 deficiency is not being able to absorb enough of it from your food. This can be due to a condition called atrophic gastritis, which affects 10 to 30% of the elderly. Atrophic gastritis is a decrease in the secretion of digestive juices, such as gastric acid. Atrophic gastritis will interfere with the ability to absorb vitamin B12 from your food. Gastric acid is necessary for you to absorb vitamin B12, which is usually attached to animal proteins like ground meat or chicken. Without enough stomach acid, your body can't break down the proteins enough for the vitamin B12 to be absorbed into your body. Most people who can absorb vitamin B12 well only require 1 or 2 micrograms daily. If you are over age 70, take medicine for heartburn or an ulcer, or have had gastric bypass surgery, you may need a lot more than that. 1,000 to 2,000 micrograms daily of vitamin B12 as an oral or sublingual tablet can overcome poor absorption. Medicines that decrease stomach acid secretion contribute to poor absorption and deficiency of vitamin B12. These include acid-reducing medicines such as Prilosec, Omeprazole, Prevacid, also known as Lansoprazole, Nexium, Esomeprazole, and Protonix, Pantoprazole. Older acid-blocking medicines also can impair vitamin B12 absorption, including Zantac, which is ranitidine, Pepcid, or Axid. Metformin, a common pill for diabetes, can also interfere with your body's ability to absorb vitamin B12. A deficiency in vitamin B12 can show up as fatigue, weakness, depression, or pain in your feet or hands. If you are noticing these symptoms, talk to your doctor. Vitamin B12 deficiency can be detected with a blood test. Your doctor or medical provider can advise you if you need testing and which B12 supplement would be best for you and how much. There's more information about vitamin B12 at the National Institutes of Health website, www.nih.gov. Here are 4 tips on getting enough vitamin B12. Tip number 1. Include fortified breakfast cereals in your diet if you are a vegetarian or vegan. Since vitamin B12 is not found in plant foods, the National Institutes of Health suggests including fortified breakfast cereals as an alternative source of vitamin B12 if you are vegetarian or vegan. Tip number two, stomach acid is necessary to absorb vitamin B12 from your food. To avoid becoming deficient in vitamin B12, minimize your use of medicines that work to reduce some stomach acid. Acid blockers like Prilosec, also known as omeprazole, Prevacid, which is known as lansoprazole, and Nexium, esomeprazole, along with acid-reducing medicines Tagamet, also known as cimetidine, Zantac, also known as ranitidine, and Pepcid, famotidine, are all available without a prescription. Tip number three, oral and sublingual vitamin B12 is effective and inexpensive. Monthly injections of vitamin B12 at your doctor's office are no longer necessary because there's over-the-counter oral and sublingual formulations widely available. Most people with vitamin B12 deficiency can safely take 1,000 to 2,000 micrograms daily of vitamin B12 as an effective supplement. Tip number four, avoid time-release or long-acting products of vitamin B12. This is because the long-acting forms of vitamin B12 may not be as easily or completely absorbed as well as the regular or immediately released forms. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.